Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
أشرقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري يا إلهي خذ بقلبي من رشادي
أشرقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري يا إلهي خذ بقلبي للرشاد
أشرقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري يا إلهي خذ بقلبي من رشادي
في سكون الليل أدعو في سجودي والدجى حولي سواد في سوادي يا رؤوفا يا رحيما يا حليما يا كريما ما لفضلك من نفادي
يا سميعا يا مجيبا يا عظيما
وعدني يا خالق السبع الشهاد
أشرقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري يا إلهي خذ بقلبي من رشادي أشرقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري يا إلهي خذ بقلبي من رشادي
للهدى والحق وفقني إلهي فعلى توفيقك اليوم اعتمادي يا إله الكون يا عوني وغوثي يا ملاء الخلق في يوم المعاد
أنا يا ربي أرجو منك عفوا
عن ذنبي وحقق لي مرادي
حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري يا إلهي خذ بقلبي من رشادي شرقت نفسي حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the mid-morning show with myself Brother Suleiman Isup every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 16th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447 corresponding to Tuesday the 9th of September 2025
أشرقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري
فاشرقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد، وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري، يا إلهي خذ بقلبي للرشاد.
حينما رددت يا رب العباد، وانتشت روحي وصار الدمع يجري، يا إلهي خذ بقلبي من رشادي.
في سكون الليل أدعو في سجودي، والدجى حولي سواد في سوادي، يا رؤوفا يا رحيما يا حليما يا كريما ما لفضلك من نفادي،
يا سميعا يا مجيبا يا عظيما.
وعدني يا خالق السبع الشهاد،
أشرقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, today we're going to be discussing a very a nice topic that was sent in by one of our listeners, and we say Jazakallah khairan to the listener for suggesting this topic, and that is the discussion comparison of the wealth compared to Sahaba Ikram and the wealth that we have of today. And we always wonder to ourselves, why would and how come, you know, there's no barakat, or there's no barakat in our rizq, there's no barakat in our rozi, or in our money, or in our wealth, and how come that every time that we have this available funds that are there in our accounts, why doesn't it last? And we ask ourselves this question. But the secret to success, and the success of the Sahaba Ikram, was that they viewed their wealth as not their wealth, but it was an amana, a trust that was given to them by Almighty Allah. And when we think of Sahaba Ikram, we focus on their piety, we look at the akhlaq, we look at the tawakkul, the faith and yaqeen in Almighty Allah. And these figures are none other than one of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu an, and Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu an. But they were not poor, but they were very powerful merchants. Yet despite their vast material possessions, they were never consumed by this wealth. And up till this day, if we go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, you will see that there is a building in the name of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu an, and there is a bank account. There is an actual bank account that is under Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu an. And the secret and their secret to their success and to being so wealthy was that they viewed their wealth as temporary trust or temporary amana, meaning that the wealth was not theirs. They knew that this wealth will not stay with us, but is rather a gift or a trust that has been given to them by Almighty Allah. They were merely custodians of this wealth and not the owners, because Malikul Mulk Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram, that is one of the beautiful names of Almighty Allah that you know that we read in the mornings, the beautiful 99 names of the Asma'ul Husna, and one of the names is the Malikul Mulk Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram. And this fundamental belief meant that they were always ready to spend in the path of Allah. And this was a profound contrast for today's interest or today's mindset. where wealth is often seen as a personal achievement and a source of security. And we always think that we want to be better than the next person. But rather we don't have, imagine if we had this mindset of Sahaba Ikram, that this wealth is not mine. Nothing in this world is ours, my dear respected listeners. But rather everything, even our bodies, even our soul, is an amana, is a trust given to us by Almighty Allah. That's why it mentioned in the Noble Quran, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, to Him do we belong and to Him is our return. Why does Almighty Allah say this? It's because we came from dust. Allah Ta'ala brought us in this world for a reason, and that is to worship Him, that is Almighty Allah, and no other creation and no other deity. Wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Rather, we worship Almighty Allah. That's why when we have any other situations that enter our lives, we should always turn to Almighty Allah. We should read Salatul Hajat. We should read the Masnoon Duas and beseech Almighty Allah and say, Ya Allah, You help me. The Noble Quran, Surah Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجٍ. Whosoever has tawakkal in Almighty Allah and has that yaqeen in Allah, Allah will give him and Allah will make a way out for him that nobody, that he never understood or never knew that there was a way out for him. Allah can do with the means, without the means, against the means, beyond the means. There is no undoing in the arsh of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, Kun fayakun, be and it shall be. We have been created from a clot, from a drop of sperm, a blood clot. And we were created within those eight, nine months in the womb of our mother. And Allah Ta'ala created us in such a beautiful creation, such a form. Allah Ta'ala took His time, you know, with every fiber in our body. If we try to understand, look at, you know, when you look at a, when you go to an, ask an IT technician, for example, and you look at the wires that's connecting the server. You connect the server and you look in the back in the first server room, you will see all these wires are connected and you'll notice sometimes it's all twisted and it's tangled, you know, and you have to trace the wires and you have to trace the wires to the source. But if we study the anatomy of the human body, there are so many veins in our body, so many fiber of muscles, that Allah Ta'ala created it in such a proportion that there is no entanglement. There is nothing that gets caught up in this human body. You know, we can, and the flexibility of our body, that we move our hands, we move everything in proportion, but there is no entanglement, there is no tangling of the nerves to the muscle. And that is the creation and the wisdom and the hikmah of Almighty Allah. Look how Allah Ta'ala created us in such proportion. We must say, Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu. We should read two rakat salatul shukr to our ni'mat that Almighty Allah has given us. And now, we mustn't think that this wealth of this world is ours. We can lose it in an instant. Allah Ta'ala can snatch that bounty away from us. That's why we should not have this haughtiness in us. We should not have this boastfulness and this pride. Because today you can be a millionaire, tomorrow you can be a pauper. Allah Ta'ala protect each and every one of us. Allah Ta'ala grant us barakah in our risk and our sustenance. And let it be, let our sustenance prolong us. You know, we have so much other stress. And we rely, first we must rely on Almighty Allah. That Ya Allah, You protect us. Ya Allah, You make it easy for us. Allahumma inni asaluka al-afiyah fi deen wa dunya wa al-akhirah. In my deen, make it easy for me in my deen, dunya and akhirah. The most captivating difference that lies in the purpose for which they use their wealth. They use their wealth not spending on worldly status, but on investment that would yield a return in the akhirah. They use their wealth in sadaqah, in charity. Because you must remember, when you give out charity, it doesn't diminish your wealth. We must change that mindset that the wealth that we have in this world, we mustn't hoard it. If we see a beggar on the road, that 2 rand that's in your pocket, Don't think of it that it's going to be a knock in your pocket. No, but rather Allah Ta'ala will increase your wealth. Allah Ta'ala will increase your wealth. That's why we should give in the path of Allah. If there's people that are suffering, look in Pakistan, the floods, Afghanistan, there was a tremor, there was an earthquake. Their appeal has been made that give in the path of Allah for the families. Millions of homes have been destroyed. Majlis Ulama have sent out the letter, the notice, that if you would like to donate, then you can donate in the various bank accounts. This is by attaining and Allah, using the wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given us by giving out in the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala will give you 10 times more. Give a person, and we should look at our family and our close relatives. If they, you know, when they say charity starts at home. Charity starts at home. Look at your family members first. Allah Ta'ala has blessed you. Look at your family members, see if they're okay. They must be okay. You know, sometimes they won't say anything, but ask them. The simple question, are you okay, can open up so much that you didn't even know that they were suffering. Allah Ta'ala has given you. Use it in a correct manner. Let us look at the generosity of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. When the Muslims were in dire need of water for the army, he bought the well of Rumah. He bought the well of Rumah for 20,000 dirhams. 20,000 dirhams, and donated it fi sabilillah. He donated it for all the Muslims, rich and poor. His investment was not in a luxury home, but it was an act of sadaqah that continued, the sadaqah jariyah, that, you know, you build a well, a sadaqah jariyah. The people that will drink from that well will benefit. And you as a person, once when you pass away, your that sadaqah jariyah will continue until that well gets diminished, until that water runs out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make it such that water ever runs out. Those people who have built wells in the marhum name or various people's names, and as sadaqah jariyah, may Allah ta'ala bless those wells, and may Allah ta'ala continue to fill those wells. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Now imagine 20,000 dirhams. If you look the equivalent, you know, you work out the math, you see how much it will work out to. And we don't know what was the rate at the time, but it must have been a lot. For 20,000 dirhams. And then there's Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. He was so blessed in his business ventures that he would often give away. He would give entire caravans of stock for the sake of Allah. On one occasion, he had donated 700 camels loaded with provision for the sake of Almighty Allah. He gave it fi sabilillah. Why? As a form of sadaqah jariyah. That the continuous actions that these people are in dire need. He gave it without any questions. He gave it for the sake of Allah. Because why? They had that mindset that this wealth is not mine. This wealth does not belong to me. Nothing in this world, my respected listeners, belongs to us. But rather, this world that we are living in is not even significant to the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Almighty Allah. But yet we carry on like we're going to live here forever and ever. Rather, let us bank our akhirat, our account in the akhirat, and let us do actions that will be pleasing to Almighty Allah. Actions that will help us in the hereafter. Abdurrahman ibn Auf donated 700 camels with provision. Their generosity was they didn't do it to show off. No, they were humble. They had humility. They were pious. They had piety. You know, we hear in the Jummah khutbah, the imams, when they give the second khutbah, they say, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ هَرْ أُمَّتِي بِأُمَّتِي أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَأَشَدُّهُ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ عُمَرٌ وَأَتَّهُمْ حَيَانُ عُثْمَانُ وَقَضَاهُمْ عَلِيٌّ. Now, we look at the shyness and the bashfulness of Uthman ibn Affan. They did things in their life not to gain name and fame, but rather they did it for the sake of Almighty Allah. And it wasn't a once-off act. This generosity and this by them, the Sahaba Ikram giving in a part of Allah in the sake of deen was not just to say, you know what, I'm giving once off and I'm going to hold my money back. No, it was continuous. They had their hearts and their minds. Their mindset was like that, that when it came to deen, they gave in the path of Almighty Allah. And there's a narration, I stand to be corrected, with something to the effect that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that after today, no harm will come to Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. That he gave away so much that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that no harm will come to Uthman ibn Affan. This act of theirs was an ingrained part of their identity. It was part of their blood. It was like second nature to them to give in the path of Almighty Allah. When you give 1 rand, Allah Ta'ala will give you 100 rand, 1,000 rand. You gave in a path of Almighty Allah. That's why we should change our mindset that when we are giving sadaqah, give it with an open heart. Don't give to say, hey, you know what, I'm giving this 5 rand now, I'm 5 rand short. No, Allah Ta'ala will give you more. And this is a powerful lesson for us today. Whilst we may be hesitant to part with small portions, like I was saying, we will be hesitant to part with small portions of our wealth, maybe a 5 rand, 10 rand, you know. We see beggars that come, you know, when you're standing by the robot and a beggar will come to you and you say, you know what, I want 5 rand to buy milk or bread. But we give it, whether he's true with his intention or whatever they are saying. But sometimes we are hesitant to give it because we say, you know what, he look a little bit shabby. Now, who are we to distinguish whether this person is actually needing that bread or he needs that 5 rand to actually buy a bread and milk? We should give. If we have it, give in a path of Allah. Allah knows your intention and Allah knows everyone's intention, whether it be good or bad. But you as a person, when you give that small sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala will bless you with much, much more. Allah Ta'ala will bless you with tenfold. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. And this is a powerful lesson for us today. Whilst we may be hesitant to part with it, but look at the Sahaba Ikram. They gave in huge quantities, knowing that their real reward lies with Almighty Allah. Uthman ibn Affan, he gave it 20,000 dirhams. Abdurrahman ibn Auf gave 700 camels of provision. Look at it. They gave large amounts, not small, 1, 2, 5. They gave hundreds and thousands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and grant us the understanding and also give us that mindset of the Sahaba Ikram when it comes to giving out sadaqah and knowing that this wealth is not ours. That wealth and that health will take us so much far, so far in life. You know? So we must try and change it and let us be better people, inshallah, ameen. The wealth of the Sahaba Ikram was a test that they passed with flying colors. It was a means to end. It was a mean to an end. And that end was the pleasure of Almighty Allah. So the wealth of the Sahaba Ikram was a test. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the fitna and the test of my ummah will be wealth. And the test that was the wealth of the Sahaba Ikram, and they passed those tests with flying colors. And it was a means to an end, and that end was a pleasure of Almighty Allah. So inshallah, we come to the end of our program, and we make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the hikmah and the hidayat, and put it in our hearts to be as generous of the noble companions of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to use our wealth in the correct ways. Use it in the path of Almighty Allah. Don't use it for all these other wrong things, but rather use it for the correct things. Because we always complain that there's no barakah in our risk. There's no barakah. We try to do everything as much as we can. But Are we really looking at what we are doing with our wealth? Do we make the masnoon dua? Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'an wa rizqan halalan tayyiban. Oh Allah, grant us a risk and provision that is tayyib, that is pure and wholesome. That's the dua we must make, that Ya Allah, grant us provision that is halal. Are we earning our risk from halal sources? Check our intention first. And also, intention is very, very important. Intention is very important. That our intention is very, very important. And when we give out a sadaqah or we give out anything, let us clear our intention. Let us say that, Ya Allah, I'm giving this form of sadaqah to this person. Ya Allah, you grant me more. You grant me barakah in my risk that I currently have. Ya Allah, let it prolong. Ya Allah, you make it easy for me. And that is the intention and that is the dua that we should always make. That Ya Allah will make it easy for us, inshaAllah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. So we make our small dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَكِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And this is one of the Rabbanas that we should read on a daily basis, inshaAllah. If we have any queries or if you have any comments that you'd like to make, inshallah, then you can send it through on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
میرے پیارے نبی ہیں وجہ تخلیق جہاں لوگوں زمانے بھر میں ان جیسا بھلا آیا کہاں لوگوں ذبیح اللہ اسماعیل کے عالی نسب سے ہیں وہی مشہور صادق اور امی جیسے لقب سے ہیں گھرانوں میں گھرانا ان کا دنیا بھر میں ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی بھی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبداللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوا کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے سو عبداللہ کی شادی تھے ہوئی پھر ان کی بیٹی سے سب اس حسن مجسم کا بڑا اعزاز کرتے تھے تو عبد المطلب قسمت پہ اپنی ناز کرتے تھے بلا کا حسن تھا اور نور چہرے پر آیا ان کے یوشیدا تھے عرب کے بوڑھے بچے اور جوان ان کے حسیمہ تھے پیک نورے نبوت جگمگاتا تھا قیامت تک کی خیروں برکتوں کا اس سے ناتا تھا عرب کی عورتیں اس نور کی طالب رہی کتنی پر اس سے آمنہ بی بی کی قسمت خوب تر چمکی تجارت کی غرض سے چل دیے عبداللہ سوئے شام ادھر بی بی کے پہلو میں بڑھا اللہ کا انعام بہار آمنا بی بی کا ہر دم دم بھرا کرتی اور ان کا لمس پا کر خود کو خوش قسمت کہا کرتی. ادھر قسمت کو تھا منظور حضرت آمنا کا دکھ نہ پھر وہ دیکھ پائے اپنے عبداللہ کا پیارا مکھ. تجارت کے سفر سے واپسی پر ہو گئے بیمار مدینہ میں قضا سے ہو نہ پائے بر سر پیکار. ادھر غم دین بی بی آمنہ کی بھر گئی جھولی غموں کو ڈھک دیا جس نے خوشی وہ ہر طرف پھیلی. سکون عالم کل کا ہوا سامان مکہ سے ادھر کسرا و قیصر کے محل میں زلزلے آئے تھے عبد المطلب خوش اتنے جس کی حد نہیں کوئی. بھتیجے کی خوشی میں بو لہب نے کی رہا باندھی زمین و آسمان پر جشن تا خوشیاں ہی خوشیاں تھی. حوادث منہ چھپاتے اور بہار امن کی آدھی اٹھایا گود میں شبان بیٹے کی نشانی کو گئے کعبے میں اور اعلان فرمایا سنو لوگو عبداللہ کا بیٹا میرا پوتا ہے یہ سید ہے قیامت تک کی خیر منسلک ہے جس کی طاعت سے. اے شاہی جو تیری پہچان میں تیرا مساعد ہے اے حمہ جو تیری پہچان میں تیرا مساعد ہے. محمد ہے محمد ہے محمد ہے محمد ہے
اہلا و سہلا مرحبا.
مرکز صحابہ آن لائن ریڈیو امپاورنگ دی امہ.
ویلکم یا مصطفیٰ ویلکم.
It's 20 minutes to 11 Central African time, and this is where we come to the end of our show. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the listeners of the mid-morning show with myself, today being the Tuesday edition of the show. Next up, inshallah, at 11 a.m. will be the news with Mulana Zaid Khan. And thereafter, from 11 to 12, will be the bliss of marriage with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab and Mulana Zaid Khan. Then you can send your questions and your queries on the WhatsApp numbers. 1 o'clock, 12 to 1 will be our news hour with Brother Alpha Sinkosi. And thereafter, 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. Thereafter, 5 plus 1 to 1:30 will be the Tafsir of Surah Tawbah verses 101. And then 1:30 to 2 will be the Tafsir from the archives. 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture by Mukari Hanif Multani. 5 to 7 will be Mulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of Surah At-Tawbah, verse 101. And thereafter, 7:30 to 8 will be the Nasiha, either by Mulana Dawood Sirat or Mulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh. Then, from 8 to 9 will be the stories of the Sahaba, alayhi salatu wassalam, by Mulana Salman Yunus. And that will take us up to 8 to 9 p.m. 9 to 10 will be the repeat of today's Bliss of Marriage. And that is your lineup from 10 to 10, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Abu.